with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Anne Beatty is the gifted writer whose first novel, Chilly Scenes of Winter, attracted critical attention. While Beatty sees herself primarily as a short story writer, her latest book is still another novel called Love Always. Anne Beatty was born in Washington, D.C., where she went to American University. Later, she began work on her Ph.D. at the University of Connecticut.
I started sending out some of my stories, and eventually they were accepted. And I quit short of the Ph.D. because, for one thing, there were no jobs for academics had I even finished, so it was very lucky that my hobby snowballed and I managed to get a job at the University of Virginia in 1975.
Where she taught creative writing, her early stories were culled from the slush pile at the New Yorker.
A term that I didn't even know in those days. In fact, a friend who liked the stories and who gave me a lot of help early on, J.D. O'Hara, who was a professor at the University of Connecticut, used to put stamps on them and send them to magazines. Sometimes without even telling me.
Beatty's early New Yorker stories appeared in a collection called Distortions in 1976, which was published at the same time as her first novel, Chilly Scenes of Winter.
It was a very good marketing strategy of Doubleday's to bring them out on the same day. It did seem to capture the reviewer's attention.
Anne Beatty was living in a rented house in Virginia when she saw her first two books for the first time.
A UPS truck came, turned into the mile-long driveway, and dropped a carton off at the front door. And I carried the thing in and undid it and looked and just stood there shaking my head. It just seemed incredible. It still seems, six books later, it still seems incredible.
Anne Beatty's novel, Love Always, published by Random House, is set in Vermont and focuses on a young woman who writes a lonely hearts column for a trendy magazine, her 14-year-old TV actress niece, and a wide assortment of lovers and other eccentrics. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In such books as Chilly Scenes of Winter and Falling in Place, Anne Beatty writes of the people who came of age in the 60s. In her latest satirical novel, Love Always, those of the Beatty generation are over 30, a little more tired, a little more desperate. Anne Beatty lives in Charlottesville, Virginia, and always seems to have a writing project.
I start writing in the late afternoon or early evening and write until 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it might be. And then after I sleep for a while, I get up and look at what I've written and line edit that.
Anne Beatty is not a writer who hangs on to work once discarded.
I don't save anything. I don't save notes. I don't save rough drafts of things that don't finally get typed up and or printed somewhere. And so, no, I don't really go back and recycle material in any way. I don't think I've ever done that.
But there was one exception.
Years ago, I once had a temper tantrum, and I tore a story to shreds and threw it out, and it was actually rescued from me by the man that I was married to at the time, and he scotch-taped it back together very carefully, and I did do another draft of it then and send it off, and it was published in the New Yorker. It's a story called Snake Shoes.
Anne Beatty moved into a new house not long ago and found herself roughing it.
I was typing on a table with three legs. One had been broken off and moving, and I had book cartons propping up the other side of the desk. My typewriter was in the repair shop, and I had a huge electronic machine that I had almost no idea how to type on. And it was all shoved up in a tiny alcove looking out over the Blue Ridge Mountains, which I was much more inclined to study than the page in front of me.
That's Anne Beatty. Random House has published her novel, Love Always, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.